Well, happy Christmas, everybody. It's lovely to see you all on this Christmas morning. And I just want to share with you for a few minutes now. Now, I actually started thinking about this sermon quite a few months ago when I received an email from an organization called the Cinnamon Network. It told the story of a lady who had a terminal condition, a terminal illness, which meant that she couldn't get around very well. And she lived on a second floor flat, and she had no one to help her. She did have a garden, but it was on the ground floor, so she just couldn't get out. She was pretty much stuck in her flat. And so, to ease the loneliness, she would have conversations with her Echo Dot smart speaker. And I thought that was really quite sad. And apparently, there's a growing number of AI chatbots being developed to tackle the crisis of loneliness. The email went on to say this: while we're all getting to grips with this brave new world of AI, I think it's more important than ever to hold on to the other kind of AI. Authentic interaction, not artificial intelligence, but authentic interaction. And when I read that, I thought, yes, that is what Christmas is all about. Authentic interaction. Because on that first Christmas there in Bethlehem, all those years ago, God did not send an AI chatbot, did he? He sent God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, born as a baby, fully God and yet fully human, so that he could interact with us authentically, so that he could be with us and know us, experience what we go through, feel what we feel. What we're celebrating this morning, the awesome incarnation, that means authentic interaction. And Christmas, the reason we're here this morning, the reason we're celebrating, the reason we're full of joy, Christmas is this huge, wonderful reminder that, as we read earlier, God wants to be with us. He wants to know us. He wants to be close to us. He wants to interact with us. And he wants to do that authentically, in a real way, in a genuine way, in a personal way, not via AI, not from behind a screen, not through WhatsApp or something like that. He wants to know us personally. And that's why he became us. That's why God, in the person of Jesus, became human. So he could know us, so he could understand us. As it says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, "For we do not have a high priest," it's referring to Jesus, "who is unable to empathize," that means understand, "with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin." So Jesus empathizes with us. He understands what we're going through. He understands, he gets it when we struggle with and fall into temptation, because he did. He didn't sin, because as well as being fully human, he stayed fully God. But he knows what we're going through. He knows what we're experiencing this morning. He knows the joys, the highs. He knows the lows, the struggles. And this is good news. Really good news. It's always been good news ever since that first Christmas, but I think it's especially good news in the cultural moment that we're in, because we increasingly find it hard to authentically interact with one another. And also because we're in this cultural moment where there is a lot of loneliness. There is a lot of loneliness and lonely people in our society. Sheridan Voysey, founder and CEO of an organization called Friendship Lab, he talks about us being in a loneliness crisis, in a friendship recession, where 20% of us have no close friends at all, and 25% of us feel lonely. Jesus came into the world to be a friend to the lonely, a friend to the outcasts, a friend to the rejected, a friend to people like that lady that I read about in that email, who just don't have anyone with them. And he not only came to be a friend to the lonely, but he also came to be a friend of sinners. Did you notice in our Bible reading that Matthew gives two names to the baby, and then he explains what the names mean? Emmanuel, that name means God with us, and then the name Jesus, which means the Lord saves. And Matthew explains, saves from what? Saves from sin. Saves us from the punishment that we deserve after we die for the sins, the wrongdoings that we've all committed. Jesus came into the world to interact authentically with the lonely, the last, the least, the lost, the forgotten. But he also came into the world to be a friend and a saviour of sinners. He said, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." You see, genuine, authentic friendship requires self-sacrifice. And Jesus gave himself for us. He is the ultimate friend because he loved us with a self-sacrificial love. His love led him to the manger. He sacrificed the glory of heaven to come to earth, be laid in a manger as a baby. His love led him to the cross, where he sacrificed not just his comfort, but his life, and took the punishment we deserve, dying on the cross in our place. The manger and the cross prove the authenticity of his friendship to us. The manger and the cross prove that his interaction with us wasn't just for show, it was real. He meant it, he suffered it, he felt it. Christmas is about the birth of the ultimate friend who saves us from our sins by taking our punishment, who interacts with us authentically because he's fully human. He's still human now, the Lord Jesus. He's not on earth, he's in heaven, but he understands now what we go through. He knows our weaknesses and struggles and pain. Will you trust in the ultimate friend this Christmas? Will you follow Jesus and accept him into your life? And allow him to be your friend forever. Friend through death, friend throughout eternity. And you know, if we've already done that, if we are Christians here this morning, Christmas is a call for us to authentically interact with other people, to have authentic interaction in our friendships. You know, if Jesus authentically interacts as friend of sinners, as friend of the lonely, how much more should we befriend sinners and the lonely and people like that lady in that flat? How much more should we put effort and time and self-sacrifice into our friendships? When lonely and hurting people go through dark times, they don't need an AI chatbot. They need genuine connection from people. And Christmas is a call for us to do that, to reach out in the same way that Jesus reached out to us, to humanity, to reach out to those who are lonely and hurting. That email said that whilst AI is very useful, there are some things it just can't do. It can't ease the pain of bad news with a reassuring hug. It can't hold your screaming baby so that you can drink a hot cup of tea. It can't lay a comforting hand on your shoulder as you go to meet with your social worker. It can't look you in the eye and hold you accountable. Only true and genuine friendship and authentic interaction can do that. And authentic interaction via true friendship, it's difficult. It involves sacrifice. If you ever had a friend, if you're trying to be a friend, you know that it can be a struggle sometimes. It's messy. We make mistakes. But we do it because Jesus calls us to. As his followers and worshippers of him, we do it because he is our true, our faithful, our ultimate friend. May God bless you this Christmas. Have a blessed day, and it's really good to share with you. Thank you.